And we're holding on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, the sixth line. Now, we've been talking about the dinim, about a nazir not being allowed to shave or destroy his hair in other ways. We discussed that in the end, that a nazir is not allowed to do it in any of the other ways either. For example, pulling it out, but he's chayav malchus only if he uses an actual razor. We also talked about the fact that at the end of his nazir, nazir also has to shave his hair, and again, he has to use a razor. So now we're going to get more into all of that. Omen of Chista, Lukos Ba'achas, to get Malkus, a nazir is chay of Malkus, even if he only shaved one single hair. La'akiv, but when it comes to the mitzvah of at the end of his nazirus, he's supposed to be shaving his hair. Now we're going to learn later on in the perek that if he doesn't shave according to the chachamim, he's still yotze. He's still, as long as he brings his karbonus, his nazirus is over. But he hasn't been mekayim the mitzvah in the proper way. So the mitzvah of, and we're going to say according to Rabbi Eliezer, he actually has to shave in order to complete his nazirus. Anyway, so la'akiv, to say that if he shaved and he didn't shave all his hair, then it's ma'akiv, he's not yotze, the complete mitzvah, that would be b'shtayim, it has to be that he left over at least two hairs. If he left over only one hair, we'll discuss that later on Daf Mem Beis. In any case, one hair, so we're saying one hair is not enough to be ma'akiv, he's still accomplished the mitzvah of giluach, only if he leaves over two. And Rav Chista continues, Lister, as far as losing his nazirus that we learned in the Mishnah, that if he shaves, if robbers shave him, etc., then we said that he may lose up to 30 days of nazirus, always 30 days according to the Rambam, up to 30 days according to Tosfos. Anyway, that would be any soiso ela b'roiv roishoy, that would only if the majority of his head was shaved. Batar, and all of this applies with a razor. So the Gemara asks, Batar ein b'midi achrin aloy. You're telling me all three of these didn't apply only with a razor? V'hokatoni, the braisa that we learned earlier, said minayin l'rabbis is kolam avirin. That how do we know that a person is, that the nazir is over, even if he uses anything else that removes his hair? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela ema ke'ein tar. You're right. Rav Chista doesn't mean that the person is chayiv only if he uses an actual razor, only if he uses something that acts similar to a razor in that it gets the root, in that it gets the hair all the way down to the root. And the Gemara says, Tani Nami Hochi, in fact, we learn like that in a Braisa, Nazir Shetolash Mirat Sif Sif Kol Shehu, if a Nazir pulled out or used cream to remove the hair, or Sif Sif, which we talked about what the possibilities of Sif Sif are, according to most of the Mephoshim, it's also a kind of pulling out hair. In any case, Kol Shehu, any amount, Enes Soso Ela B'Rov Roisho B'Tar, he's only losing up to 30 days, or always 30 days, only if it was most of his hair, and only if it was a tar, only if it was a razor, where again we don't mean specifically a razor, we mean that it would be only if something that acts similar to a razor, in other words, that destroys the hair all the way down to the root. Although the Rambam has a different understanding, that even if, as long as you don't have, we talked about yesterday, the idea of lokof roshi l'ikra, about where you have so little hair that you can't, so little hair left that you can't bend the tip of it down to touch the root, according to the Rambam, that would already be considered ke'en tar, which is negeya also, as far as, for example, that we're going to learn in the sugya, and we're going to learn in various places in our Masechta, about the din that you're not allowed to shave your beard, with a razor. According to the Rambam, it may come out by the same token that if you use a razor, even though it didn't destroy the hair down to the root, maybe it would be osur as well, since he says here by the nazir that it applies even if you don't have lokof roshi l'ikra. Anyway. Whatever the case, Tosfos in fact has a girsa that the word over tar refers to that means, in other words, that the din that we're saying that the going back to the din that if he was tolash mirat sif sif kol shahu, then it would be chayev only if he used a tar or something that acts similar to a tar, to a razor. Okay. And the Braisa continues, Rav Shimon Yehuda Omer Meshum Rav Shimon, Kashem Sheshtei Saras Ma'akvis Boy, just as two hairs are ma'akiv in the sense that if he failed to shave two hairs, he wasn't yotze the mitzvah of shaving at the end of his Nizirus. Kach Shtei Saras Sosris Boy, the same way Rav Shimon Ben Yehuda is saying that if he loses two hairs, if two hairs were shaved during the Nizirus, then he would be losing his days of Nizirus up to 30 days or 30 days, not just if it was in the majority of his head, like the Tanakhama said, rather Rav Shimon Ben Yehuda is telling us that even if it was only two hairs, then the same din would apply. Okay. The Gemara goes on. Tnan Hossam. We learn in a Mishnah in Masechta Negoyim. We talked about here and there so far that a Nozir also has a mitzvah to shave his hair. Not a Nozir, a Mitzorah also has a mitzvah to shave his hair at the end of the period of his Tzoras. Actually, he has two shavings, but anyway, we're going to get to that in some detail later on in the Masechta. We're going to have some scenarios over there involving a Nozir who was also a Mitzorah. So a Mitzorah has to shave, a Nozir has to shave. So now, Tanan Hossam. So we learn in a Mishnah in Negoyim, Shloshim Agalchin, there were three people or groups of people who had to shave, v'teglachdan mitzvah, and their shaving is a mitzvah. They are nozir, so a nozir at the end of his nizirus, or mitzorah, and a mitzorah when he finishes with his saras, or levim, and the levim in Parashas Baaloischa, when Hashem tells Moshe, the levim have now been chosen instead of the bechorim to serve in the Mishkan, to serve as auxiliaries to the Kohanim, to help out the Kohanim, and as preparation for that, a number of rituals had to be done with them. One of them, as the Pasuk says, that all their hair had to be shaved. And the Braisa continues, the Mishnah continues, V'cholon shegilchu shalei batar, all three of them, if they shaved without a razor, Oshashi or Shtei Saras, or they left over two or more hairs, lo yosu v'lo klum, then they didn't do anything, they didn't accomplish the mitzvah. So let's analyze. Omamai, we learned in the Mishnah, Shloshim Agalchim de Tlachtan Mitzvah. We're saying that there are three who shave and their shaving is a mitzvah. So they might ask Pshita, isn't that obvious? So there's a few different explanations what exactly the question is, that it's obvious. The fact is, it does say all three of them in the Psukim. But still, sometimes the Tana will do that. Sometimes the Tana will summarize these things. But okay, why is he saying V'tiglachtan Mitzvah? Why is he saying specifically that it's a mitzvah? Obviously, the Pasuk, Tosfos explains that way. The Pasuk says you have to do these things, so obviously they're a mitzvah. And then there's a couple of other explanations. The Gemara is going to explain that they all have to be done with a razor. So isn't that obvious? The Tosfos Yom Tov has an explanation that Teglachtan Mitzvah sounds like it's only Lechatchila, it's not Ma'akiv, and so on and so forth. There's a couple of other explanations. So the Gemara answers, Maudetema, without the Mishnah telling us, you would have thought, Mishum Avuri Seyahu, the whole point is that Hashem wants that in each of these cases the hair should be removed. So therefore it would be good enough even if he were to just smear his hair with nosha, which is some kind of cream or some kind of substance or whatever that makes the hair fall out. Kamash Malan Deloy. So therefore the Mishnah tells us that no, the mitzvah is supposed to be davka with a razor. Okay. Katoni v'cholon shegilchu shalei batar. So we're saying if any of them shave and they don't use a razor. So, Bishlema Gabin Nozir Ksiv Tar La Yava Aroshe. Well, by a Nozir, it's easy enough to understand. It says explicitly in the Pasuk, Tar La Yava Aroshe, a razor shouldn't pass over his head. And we learned previously, there's two ways of understanding it. It could mean that the word tar there is not really needed to teach us that only a razor, he's chayev for only using a razor, because in fact he'd be chayev for, or at least to be osur, for using other things as well. The word tar, we said, was maybe coming to teach us about his teglachas, about when he finishes his nazirus and shaves, that has to be done with a razor. And according to Rebbe, we said, because since the Pasuk says the razor shouldn't pass over his head, ad malois hayomim, until the days are over, implying that as soon as the days are over, then yes, adarabi, he has a mitzvah to shave with a razor to complete his nazirus. Anyway, so nozir, we clearly see that it says tar, and ulevim, v'gabi levim, and when it comes to levim also, the pasuk says k'siv ve'avir a tar al kol b'sarim. It also says that he has to use a tar, that they have to use a tar, they have to use a razor to shave their entire bodies. Ela mitzorda b'tarman alone. How do we know by mitzorda that he has to use a razor? The pasuk never says that. It just says that yigalach has kol sarim. It just says he should shave all his hair. So v'chitema teisim levim. So you're going to ask, maybe we should learn it from the levim. Can't malavim shekain tonin tiglachas vein and you would say the way to learn it would be malavim shekain tonin tiglachas. You would say just like the levim are required to shave vein tiglachdan alabatar, and the shaving has to be done with a razor. Afani obvious a mitzoda shel tonin tiglachas vein tiglachda alabatar. So you would bring in then you would say that a mitzoda by analogy also requires a tiglachas, requires a shaving, and that has to be done with a tar. And by the way, Rashi mentions on the pasuk there is a certain connection between the levim shaving and a mitzvah shaving in the sense, why are the Levim doing this shaving anyway? What's going on? Is because they're being chosen to replace the Bechorim. The Bechorim messed up during the Cheta Egel. So now the Levim are going to be substituting for them. Now, a mitzvah is considered like a mess. Avodah Zarah is also compared to a mess. So therefore, in effect, the Bechorim got a tumah of mess when they worshipped the Egel. And therefore, now that Levim are taking over in their place, then they have to be treated like a Mitzorah, who's also considered like a mess and shaved. So you would say that you could learn the Mitzorah from the Levim as far as the method of shaving. Can't do that. Ikal mifrach, because you could slug that up. Mal levim shekain tonin tnufa begufam, because levim required something else special. They had to be actually be picked up and waved. The psukim mention over there in Bahaloscha, the heinif aronis alavim tnufa, and it says three times over there tnufa. Rashi mentions because there were the three families of levim, Gershon, Kohos, and Merari, and each of them had to be waved because each of them serves a different function in the Mishkan. Anyway, the point is that there they have that special thing. It says, by the way, the Aaron was very strong, and that he was able to lift up and wave 22,000 levim in one day. Anyway, the point is they require that, a mitzvah doesn't. So maybe you should say, therefore, because of that, they also require a razor, and a mitzvah doesn't. How do you know? So you can't learn from the levim. Tomer b'mitzvah d'loy. So how can you compare to a mitzvah who doesn't? Okay. Ela teisi b'nazir. Fine. Let's say we learn it from the nazir. So you're going to learn from a nazir. A nazir has to shave, so therefore, so does the, and he has to use a razor, so does the mitzvah. But you can shlug that up also. You could say mala nozer shekin korbanet ton lechem, because you could consider a nozer, his korban is something special. You have to bring bread together with it. You don't have that. The korbanos that the Levim brought at their inauguration didn't require bread with them. The korbanos of a mitzvah don't either. Only the korban of a nozer does. So maybe a nozer is special. Okay. So tomem a mitzvah deloy. So how do you compare to a mitzvah or not? Okay. The Gemara says ela mechod deloy asya. Fair enough. You can't learn from only one of them. Maybe we should learn from a tzad hashava between them. Namely, mehe tesi, where you're going to try to learn it from. Tesi malavim, you're going to try to learn it from the levim, you're going to say ma'al levim shekain tonin tenufa, and you're going to say they have to be waved, so it's something shekain tonin tenufa megufan, their bodies, they actually have to be picked up and waved. You'll say nozir yichiach, okay, prove from a nozir, that doesn't require that. You're going to say ma'al nozir shekain karbona ton lechem, but the nozir requires bread together with his karbonas. Levim yichichu, well then we'll prove from the levim, who didn't. So, v'chozer adin, so we go back and forth, loyder izekir izeh, v'loyder izekir izeh. Each one has a feature that's unique to it that the other one doesn't have. Atzada shava shavam. What do they have in common? Shein tonin tiglachas v'tiglachdan matar. They all require. Both of them require shaving, and the shaving has to be done with a razor. Well, then afani obvious a mitzvah. So that allows us to bring in also the mitzvah to use atzada shava to learn from the mitzvah. Shein tonin tiglachas v'tiglachdan matar. That he requires shaving also, which that we know from the pasuk, but we can learn from the atzada shava that he requires a razor. Okay. But the Gemara continues, Amalei Rovim Mibarnish L'Ravashi V'Lifrich, but still, can't we shlug up that Tzad HaShoveh? Can't we say, Malat Tzad HaShoveh Shebehen, Shekein Ein Korboni B'Dalos? Because both the Levim and the Nozer have this in common, there's no difference in their korbanos between poor and rich. The Levim, you have the psukim that are the korbanos that are set over there in the psukim in Parshas Baal Oischa. There's no difference made over there how much the Levi could afford. Okay, you could say all of them are rich because they all took gold and silver out of Mitzrayim. Whatever. The point is, the pasuk doesn't mention any exception for a poor Levi. By a nazir also, a nazir has to bring three animals at the end of his nazirus, and there's no break. The Torah doesn't give him any particular break and allow him to bring something cheaper if he can't afford it. So Toma b'mitzerda shakobona b'dalos. How do you compare to a mitzerda where if he's poor, he can bring a poorer korban? Namely, if a mitzvah is rich, he brings three animals as his korban, and if he's poor, he brings two birds and one animal. So therefore, you could say, And in fact, a different explanation from Shita L'Chachma Evra is that the Levim, the Nozir and the Levim always have the same korbanos, the Mitzorah. Sometimes the Mitzorah can bring birds. It kind of amounts to the same thing. In other words, the point is that if he's poor, he brings a different korban as opposed to, so there's two different types of korban for the Mitzorah as opposed to there's only one type for the Nozir and for the Levim. So maybe you could say then that maybe they have that in common. So now you can't learn the Mitzorah from them anymore. So you could argue that maybe in fact you can't learn from that. So you're right. In the end, Tosfos points out that it's true. In the end, we're going to learn it out in a different way. But first, the Gemara points out another point. Amalei Rava ba Meshavshi el Rava. Hi Tana. Now let's consider what's going on over here with the Tana. Meikra Omer Lalomdai Mimitsoda Efshir. At first we said when we were talking about how we know that a nozer is chayev specifically for using a razor, and we said let's try to learn him from a mitzoda who has a mitzvah to shave with a razor. We said Efshir, we can't do that. Shein donin kalme chomer lahachmer olav, because you said you can't learn something more lenient from something more stringent and take the chomer from the stringent thing and apply it to the more lenient thing. The Mitzorah has to shave his entire body, the Nozir only has to shave his hair, of his head. So therefore we can't say that because the Mitzorah has to shave with a razor, therefore necessarily the Nozir should have to at the end of his Nazirus. So first the Braisa is starting with the assumption that the Mitzorah needs to use a razor. V'hadar Omer Nelef Medina. Then the Braisa is trying to say that we should learn it from a Tzada Shava. So actually, this was a discussion over here in the Gemara. It wasn't really, we didn't actually quote a Braisa to that effect. We were discussing, once the Mishnah had told us that you need, that all three of them need a tar, then we started discussing how we know that. But the point is that Tosfos explains, there seems to be the idea that the Gemara knew that the Birkas Rosh actually explains that they had a Braisa that said this, and the Gemara was using that as the basis for its discussion before. So anyway, so then we were saying that we're learning Medina, which we're going to try to learn from a Tzad HaShava, or Medina Nami Lo Yalef. In the end, we said we can't even learn from the Tzad HaShava. So right now, we don't even have a source to know that the Mitzorah should need a razor at all. So what's going on over here? Before we assume that the Mitzorah needs, and we tried to learn the Nozir from it, and now we're questioning whether the Mitzorah even needs a razor. Omalei, so Rava answers him, Hahu, the original Braisa that started with the assumption that the Mitzorah uses a razor, and we need to, and tried to learn the Nozir from it, and said you can't, because the Mitzorah is more chomer, because he has to shave his whole body, that was a Liba de Rabbanan. That was according to the Rabbanan, Vaha a Liba de Rabbeliezer, the Braisa that we were just talking about trying to learn the Mitzorah from a Tzad HaShava, from the Nozir and from the Levim, that is according to Rabbeliezer. What do we mean by the Chachamim and Rabbeliezer? Ditnan. Namely, we learn in a Mishnah in Makos, and you have the mitzvah. The Torah says you're not allowed to shave your beard. Well, Sashka says pasikonecha. You're not allowed to shave the five corners of your beard. And when we get to Masechta Makos in a few years from now, Be'ez Hashem, we'll talk about what those five corners are. There's a number of different opinions among the Rishonim. Anyway, the point is the Mishnah says ve'ene chayev adshi laktenu. The person is chayev only if he shaves it with a razor. Or actually the wording in the Mishnah over there is Sheit Lenu, that he takes it with a razor, whatever, that he removes it with a razor. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm afraid of Likter, but Malka took her to Hitni Chayev, and Rabbi Eliezer says, even if he removed it with a malket or a hitni, he'd be chayev. There's different explanations among Rishonim what a malket is. Rashi elsewhere explains that's something like a penknife. The Rambam understands it to be tweezers. That's a rehitni, Rashi explains elsewhere, means a plane like you use to smooth out wood. Whatever the case, these are the Rambam understands that it's something that removes the hair from the root, but it's not quite a razor. Whatever the case, the point is Rabbi Eliezer is saying a person is chayev for shaving his beard even with those. The Chachamim disagree. So now, therefore, so it comes out then that so Rabbi Eliezer then it does not. So Rabbi Eliezer then was saying, how does he know that a metzora it has to use a razor? He's taka going to learn it from Nazir. So therefore, so the original brisa that we had on Lamed Tes Amud Beis is not according to him. That's according to the Chachamim who know. So they already know to begin with that a metzora needs to use a razor because they learn it in a different way, as we're going to go on to say. So now they're able to try to use it as a basis for Nazir, and we said that doesn't work out. Rabbi Eliezer, meanwhile, is the author of the Braisa that we were quoting before that tries to learn Mitzoda from Atzada Shava, and in the end he ends up learning it from Nazir. So my time out did Rabbanon. Why do the Chachamim say then that the Mitzoda has to davka use a razor? After all, if we said that the Mitzvah, we can't learn from the Nazir, then how, in fact, do they know it in the end? Another way of explaining, the Mefardish explains the question, is that why are the Chachamim saying that only shaving the beard with a razor is Chayav Malkus and not removing it with a Malkut or a Hitni, like Rabbi Eliezer says? Anyway, so what's the reason? So Tanya, we learn in a Braisa. The Pasuk says by Mitzorah that he has to shave all his hair. It says all his hair, his head, his beard, and his eyebrows, and all his hair. That's how the Pasuk goes. V'hoya b'yam ha'shvi yigalach es kol sa'orei, es roishoi, his head, v'es zekonei, and his beard, v'es gabos einov, and his eyebrows, v'es kol sa'orei yigaleach, and he should shave all his hair. Elsewhere it explains, the Toras Kodim on the Pasuk explains, it actually brings it on the Pasuk that we have over there, Klal Prato Klal, and we learn that, for example, he doesn't have to shave the hair inside his nose, and some say maybe also other areas on his body, whatever. Anyway, the point is, why does it mention this Konei Matamad Laima? Why does it mention his beard specifically? Once it says Kol Sarei, all his hair, then his beard's included. So like this, Lafisha Nemo Fasakonim Loyalaihu, since the Pasuk says that the people that a Yid is not allowed to shave his beard, the corners of his beard, Yochal Afilu Gilcha B'Mesparayim Yehechayev, you would think that even if a person cuts off those parts of his beard with scissors, then he should be Chayev. Therefore, the Pasuk says, so you have there's two different places in the Torah where it says the mitzvah to not shave the beard. One is in general addressed to all the Jewish people in Parashas Kedoshim, where it says, Lois Sashchis Eis Bahasakonecha, don't destroy the corners of your beard. Then you have in Parashas Emor, the next parasha after that, you have the mitzvah specifically for Koyanim, and it says, they should not shave the corners of their beard. I skipped a line. D'tanya zekonei matamad lema by nozir by matzora rather. Why does it say zekonei? L'fishenemo fas zekonem lo yigalechu. Since the pasuk says that they shouldn't shave the corners of their beard. Yochal afil matzora kain. You would think that even a matzora is like that. Also, he can't shave his beard. Tamad lema zekonei. Therefore, the Torah tells us zekonei. That's an exception to the rule. Even though there's an iser to shave his beard for a matzora, it's mutter. Then how do we know, continues this braisa, again, this is according to the Chachamim, against Rebbe Eliezer, how do we know that a Mitzvah has to use a razor? So again, we tried to learn it before from Atzada Shava, we said that was according to Rebbe Eliezer, and we knocked that down, so now we have to have a different way, and anyway, according to the Chachamim, we have to have a different way of learning that it applies to a Mitzvah. So like this, D'tanya, fast sekonim lo yigalechu, when the Pasuk says, again, by the Kohenim, they shouldn't shave the corners of their beard, yochal afil gilcha b'mesparayim yehechayev, you would think that even if they shaved it with scissors, they should be chayev, tamad lo yimav lo sashchis. Therefore, you have the other Pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim, addressed to the whole Jewish people, that says, don't destroy the corners of your beard, and when it comes to scissors, there's no hashchasa, because you're not destroying it down to the root. Continues the Baraisa, then you would think that if he were to remove the hair of his beard with a malkut or a hitni, tweezers or a plane or whatever other kinds of tools that we said before, a penknife or whatever, you would think he should be chayev. Therefore, the pasuk says they should not shave the corners of their beard. So, in other words, you need both. You need tashchis and you need giluach. So where do you have a shaving that also involves destroying heavy emes, a tar, then necessarily that has to be a razor. And since now we're saying that the Torah gives special permission for a Mitzvah to shave his beard, then the implication is he has to use the same thing that normally would be also to him, namely a razor. So that's another way of learning that a Mitzvah has to use a razor. Tosfos, by the way, talks about the idea that usually you have an essay is not doicha loisa san an essay. So here you have, by the Metzora, you have the essay to shave his beard. You have, by the Kohenim, it says they should not shave, and it also says kedoshim yiyu, they should be holy. So here you have an exception to the rule that we say that an essay is not doicha a loisa san essay. The reason is because here the lav and the essay are not shava bakol hu, because they're not general to all the Jewish people. In particular, the mitzvah does not apply to women. Even if a woman happens to grow a beard, she's allowed to shave it. And then Tosfos goes on to discuss certain other aspects of that. The fact is, we do have the mitzvah by Yisrael, and we have the mitzvah by Kohenim as well. And then why did it need to do that? Why did it need to mention it by Yisrael and separately by Kohenim? Anyway, the point is, so there we go. So we see, therefore, that a Metzora has to use a razor, where normally that would be also to him, but here the Torah is telling us that he should do it. But the Gemara still asks me, "Mai still? Who says that it means dafka using a razor?" Maybe after all, you could say by the mitzvah that maybe even if we were to remove it with a malkut or a hitni, he would still be accomplishing a mitzvah. Maybe the pasuk is telling us that if he does use a tar, he's not chayev. But maybe the idea is he could use a malkut or a hitni if he wants. But should he choose to use a tar, then don't worry. With the Torah is telling him, don't worry. He's not going to be over on. He's not going to be over on the issue of v'leisashkes es pasikonecha. Rabbi Akiva Eger in Gilui Nashas, by the way, points out that, I mean, now we're talking within the Chachamim's opinion. We said this braisa is according to the Chachamim, and we say malkut and rehitni is not considered giluach at all. So therefore, automatically by mitzvah, if it says giluach, automatically you can't use a malkut and rehitni. So why is the Gemara mentioning Dafka Malka Terahitni? At least it should be mentioning scissors, which are, at least scissors is called Giluach. It leaves it as Tzorachian. Anyway, so that's the question. So why don't we say then that maybe by the Metzora, he could use a Malka Terahitni if he wants, but if he uses a razor, then don't worry, we tell him he's still not over. So the Gemara answers, Amri, the Bnei HaYeshiva answered, you can't say that. If in fact it would be fine if he uses a malkut or a hitni, lishtik kromine, then the pasuk shouldn't say anything at all. The pasuk should not mention the word beard, the word zokin at all. And we would figure that he's allowed to use a tar. We would use it. We would make a kavachomer. We would say magamin nozer de isuraka ovid madach by nozer, where to begin with he did an isur by becoming a nozer. Because we've learned a few times already in the Masechta that a person is really not supposed to become a Nazir. We said Rebbe Lazar Akapo even calls him a Choyte. And also you have, Tosfos also points out, you also have the case of a Nazir Tomei, who shaves as well. And the fact is that a Nazir Tomei did do an Issu by becoming Tomei. Anyway, so even he has to shave everything. Even so, he's chayev, and he shaves his payas. So he has to shave. A nozer doesn't have to shave his beard, fine, but he doesn't have to shave his hair and the hair of his head, and that includes his payas. So that would be. And if we say. As we've learned, we've talked before about the topic, we're going to take it up again towards the end of the Masechta, about Hakofas Kolarosh, if a person shaves his entire head, payas included, is he over on that mitzvah? If we say that yes, then we see that even so, the Mitzvah's Tiglachas is overriding that Isser. Anyway, so Mitzvah de Mitzvah, So a mitzvah where there's a mitzvah that did not necessarily come through a chet. Okay, most of the time tzaras comes through a chet, but there can always be exceptions. At least the Torah doesn't say explicitly that it does. In any case, there can also be, for example, a yalkut shimoni brings that a person's children could get tzaras if he had relations with a nida. So then the children didn't do anything wrong and they still suffer. Anyway, like kol shekin, so how much more so then that they should be allowed to shave their beard? So then in that case, we could have learned it that way. So that would only apply only if you said you could have used the malkut or a hitni, and then you're saying that if you use a razor, then instead, fine, you're not over on the issur, but you could say, but you would say But if you're going to say that only works if you're going to say you could have used a malkut and a hitni, and instead you're using a razor. But if you tell me that actually the other way around, if you could use a malkut or a hitni, then the pasuk could have not said anything, and we would have learned it by a kal vachomer. It must be that, in fact, you have to use a razor. There's no other way, and that explains why the pasuk had to say the word zikane, because otherwise you wouldn't know. The two, and furthermore, the Gemara points out, Isak Dadach Ki Ovid Malkut or Rehitni Mitzvah Ka Ovid, if you're going to say that the Mitzvah could use a Malkut or Rehitni, and he's still accomplishing the Mitzvah, Midloik Siv Tar, and the reason you would say that is because it doesn't say the word Tar, because by the Mitzvah, it doesn't say the word Tar, and you're going to say therefore that the word zakona is not really teaching us that he's allowed to use a razor. It's just saying that he could use a razor. Well, then in that case, Kirish Lokish, then we would have to apply Rish Lokish's rule, who says, Kol Mokum Shata Motza Esa Veloisa Seh. Anytime you find an Esa and a Loisa Seh, where you have to be over on the Loisa Seh in order to be Makayim the Esa. So if you're able to accomplish both of them, if you're able to accomplish the Esa without doing the Lav, Mutav, then best to do that, and that's how Yitaka have to do it. Vim Lav, and if not, Yove Esa, V'yidcha's Loisese. Only if not does the Esa come and override the Loisese. We've had a number of examples of it throughout time. We had, for example, in Yuvamis, an example with a Kohen Gadol with Yibum, where Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana, there you have an example of Esa Doicha Loisese. But if there's a way of accomplishing it, for example, there he can accomplish the mitzvah by doing chalitza. So therefore he doesn't do yibum. There's different examples of that. Different examples of that here and there. In any case, the point is that the same thing. If you were going to say that a Mitzora is able to use something else, then he should be using something else. Then he shouldn't be using a Malkut or a Hitni. According to the Chacham, he could be using a Malkut or a Hitni then. He'd be accomplishing the mitzvah's Esa of shaving, and he wouldn't be over on the Lois Esa of not shaving his beard, because according to them, that's only with a razor. So then he'd have to do that. So the very fact that he's allowed to use a razor means that it has to be, that's the only way he can do it, is to use a razor. So that allows us to say that according to the Chachamim, that is the way of learning, that it has to be with a razor. Because of the fact that it says the word zakana, meaning that the Torah is giving him permission, or actually telling him in this case it's a mitzvah, for him to shave his beard, where otherwise the Torah didn't need to say that. The point is, it's telling us that this is something normally would be also for him to use a razor, but in this case it becomes a mitzvah because he's a mitzvah who is becoming tahor, and therefore he needs to shave. Since the Chachamim say the only way that's osur is with a razor, then here we have an example of Esa Doicha Lois Esa, where there's no other way of accomplishing the Esa, because the only way, according to them, is to use a razor, and therefore the only way that he's chayev for shaving his beard is using a razor, and therefore we wind up that he's doing Esa Doicha Lois Esa, and he's using a razor. But that is how they learn that you have to use a razor, and he cannot use anything else. So now we'll continue on the next Daf Bas Hashem and discuss how Rabbi Eliezer learns differently.